It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll hear about new census data out yesterday showing that Hispanics are now the largest minority group here in Wisconsin.
First, for a while now, people have been wondering what kind of impact the internet has on our brains. Well, now we have some data to consider. According to new research, Google is making our memories worse.
Here's the deal. Apparently, if we think we can look stuff up later online, we don't bother remembering it now. But what does that mean about the way our brains function and how it can affect things in the big picture?
Betsy Sparrow joins us now. She's an assistant professor in the psychology department at Columbia University. She did research on the link between Google and memory. Betsy, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, you and your colleagues ran a series of experiments designed to test the way Google has changed the way we remember. And going in, did you have a hypothesis about what you expected to find?
I did, actually, because there was some old research that my advisor had done when I was in graduate school, who basically he looked at this thing called transactive memory. That's this idea that we have people in our lives who we know they know certain types of things, and so we don't bother to remember those types of things anymore. So, for example, you know, I don't bother to remember sports stats because I know my husband knows them, right? So I can ask him anytime I want, and I can ask him again, right? So I don't have to encode it in my own memory. And so I was watching, you know, an old movie, and I saw an actress whose name I couldn't place. I knew I'd seen her before. And I looked her up, and I said to my husband, you know, what did we do before we had the internet? So I had to look to see first, you know, do we, you know, when we don't know the answers to things, do we kind of automatically think about, you know, our computers, our smartphones, that kind of thing? And the answer to that question was yes. When people don't know the answers to things, they do think about their computers and their smartphones. The second thing we looked at was whether people remembered what they looked up, right? So if they know they can look it up again and again, just like I know I can talk to my husband again and again, do they bother to encode it internally, or do they just leave it in that the computer's transactive memory, if you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer to that was yes. And so I wouldn't say, actually, that people's memory is getting worse, because the other thing that we found is that the thing that would be beneficial with all of this tons of information that we have online and other places, you know, we're just bombarded with this incredible amount of information that, you know, our grandparents and great-grandparents couldn't even imagine. And so the thing to possibly prioritize in memory is where to find information, right, as opposed to the information itself. If we can keep looking it up over and over again, then the thing that we should be getting good at is, you know, where can I find this quickly? Like, do I remember where to go? And so we tested that and found that people do seem to be prioritizing where to find information over the actual information itself.
So in other words,
I think memory is just changing. I don't think it's becoming poorer. It's just we're evolving a little bit, you know, automatically. And I don't think it's changing our brain architecture at all. That can possibly happen in this short frame of time. It's just that we're remembering differently.
So in other words, if we've got a folder that has, you know, facts about cats of the world. So instead of memorizing all those facts about cats, I might remember instead that all of those facts are contained in a folder on my hard drive called cats.
Right. Or you remember that, you know, you looked on where you found this good information was on Wikipedia or was on some, you know, deeper search and PsycINFO or something like that. And so I think, there's just a shift happening. And of course, I think the things that we do need to remember. So, for example, I'm a psychologist. Right. And so when I read stuff on psychology online, you know, I know people are likely to ask me about those things. Right. And so I still continue to remember it because in the transactive memory system, I'm the expert on psychology things. Right. And so I think what we're doing is we're being smart, just like we always have been with other people, about what to remember and what not to.
Well, does that mean we have
more information that looks, because there's so much more information, it looks like we're not remembering things, right? It looks like we're becoming dumber because we can't remember phone numbers and things like that. But I just don't think that's the case.
Does that mean we have more room in our memories to hold more stuff? Because instead of, learning all these facts, we're just thinking about where they're held?
I mean, that I haven't actually tested. But I think what's happening is that we're just prioritizing our own expertise. And then I think the other thing that's happening, actually, I do have data on this that has been published yet, is that we're becoming more creative in our thinking. And that's because we don't have to be so we don't have to memorize so many things. And memorization and kind of tying up working memory with memorization has been shown to decrease the ability to creatively problem solve. And so we looked at that directly, and we did find a direct correlation between the amount that people remembered and the amount that they were able to solve So the less they remembered, the more they were able to creatively solve problems.
So the Atlantic magazine wrote about your research, and the headline that went along with their story was "Scientific Proof That Google Is Destroying Your Memory." Sounds like you disagree with that. You'd say it's just changing our memory.
Yeah, no, I completely disagree with that. And it's all the data is not in, but everything that I've seen so far does not suggest that. I think the thing that it's just that it's so obvious to us that the internet has become such a a crucial part of our lives, right? So, like, if you don't have your smartphone because you dropped it in the toilet for the day, it's like, you don't have anything, right? I mean, you're completely lost. And I think we don't realize we use people in this way all along, right? And so it feels like it has a greater impact in that, and that maybe something negative is happening. And I just don't think so. A lot of the media that's covered this, not a lot, but a decent amount of the media that's covered this has gotten this wrong. That's not what we meant to say at all.
So one big question about all this, do you think that knowing where the information is held is more useful in today's world than actually owning that information yourself in your own brain?
Well, like I said, I think it depends. So if it's stuff that's not crucial for you to know, then yes, I think it is absolutely beneficial to remember where to find it. I mean, of course, I think it's also beneficial to know where to find the things you need to know and you need to transmit to other people. But I mean, of course, there's always situations where you need to know something yourself, like, I don't know, a disaster preparedness plan or something, right? You know, if you work on an oil rig, you shouldn't rely on, the manual, the online manual to tell you like what to do. You should drill that over and over again so that you get muscle memory and so you have it internalized so that you can put it into place as soon as something negative happens. But for the most part, most information that we come across, is not crucial to us. It's not essential to our, not standing, but our position in the transactive memory network. And so it isn't crucial for us to know, and it's better for us just to remember where.
Does your research suggest that we have a choice, that if I choose to be Johnny Encyclopedia and I want to know all this stuff, that I'll still be able to do it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a choice, but I really think our brains are so smart that it's an automatic one. So when I read psychology things, I don't say to myself, okay, I need to remember this, right? I just do because, my brain's been set up to remember those kinds of things because I understand, psychology experiments and kind of the history of psychology as most of it as it's gone on. It's easy for me to remember that kind of thing. I also am like kind of a medical person, for my family and friends and stuff like that. So I tend to remember that kind of stuff that I read online, but I don't do it on purpose. And I'll sit there and go, okay, I need to study this. Just like I don't say on purpose when I'm reading, Sports Illustrated, like, oh, the Yankees, last 2000 hitter was so-and-so. I don't say to myself, I don't need to remember that because my husband does. It just happens in an automatic way, which I think is actually really remarkable.
But if you're a student in a school and you're going to be tested on something, you're going to have to make the choice to remember it. So is it still a conscious choice we can make?
Children, I think, are still, in our elementary schools and stuff. And I have a 7-year-old. And, of course, he still needs to remember things because he's not, he doesn't have a computer or his iPad in front of him when he's doing well at this point. I mean, I don't know what he could type. In order for him to type it in, he would have to know it, right? But, I think, of course, there is a place for memorization until you get to the point where, it's not necessarily the most crucial thing you need to know. I mean, I remember when I was in high school, I took an American history class, and we didn't have to memorize any dates. It was all about, what was the meaning, of each of the things that happened in history, and what could we learn from it. And I think that level of understanding is more difficult. Memorizing something is actually pretty easy. And so that's kind of a next level. And so, as you get to, say, college students and people like that, they have to do the trade-off and kind of figure out what type of class they're in. Are they in a class that's like more memorization-based, like a pre-med type class? Or is it more kind of, an analytical and critical thinking? So it's going to be a mixture of both always, I think.
Well, Betsy, thanks so much for joining us.
Sure.
We've been talking to Betsy Sparrow, an assistant professor in the psychology department at Columbia University. She conducted experiments with some cohorts of hers looking at Google and memory.